And then you were talking before about writing for specific artists. Now, does your writing change out of a process of talking with the artist, or is it stuff that you see them do that you like and you want them to write stories to have them do more of that? Or
you sit down with stacks of their art and you go through it. You study what they've drawn and you look at what works and what doesn't and what their range could be, what they're not doing or not having written for them. It's a case of actually sitting there and studying their art, in most cases, and discovering their range through that.
Okay. Is there anybody now that you want to work with?
Who I haven't worked with before?
Either way.
There are always loads. I could never listen for you.
On a similar note, you ever think of taking a shot at Judge Dredd?
Judge Dredd is the one thing I'm really afraid of taking a shot at.
Yeah.
I would really have to think twice about doing that, because Judge Dredd, to me, was the greatest of British comics. Yeah. And it's a much more subtle thing than it looks. It's a real balance of drama, satire, and parody.
Did you catch the American version?
Oh, yes. Wasn't it beautiful? It was a pretty thing.
It wasn't.
But it was a shitty
film. How soon
did
you get the helmet off of Judge Dredd? You know what they were asking.
Oh, yeah.
But I think you need to take a shot at it.
I don't know. It's something I tend to back off from.
I know. It's the stuff you're afraid of that you should go out.
Making that much effort on something I don't own.
You know?
And besides, I mean, the greatest comics page ever, British comics page, as far as I'm concerned, this character called Judge Fear, he wears this helmet and he opens up the front of it and his face is so hideous it can't be beheld and it kills you stone dead with fear. And he flicks the doors of the helmet open and says, "Gaze into the face of fear." And the next panel is Dredd's fist coming out the back of the guy's helmet while he's yelling, "Gaze into the fist of Dredd." Greatest comics panel ever. They could have just shut comics after that. Comics were over.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Yeah, lights out. That's it. Comics are done now.
I don't know. I think you should think about it. Obviously, you're getting a full boat for the coming future, but maybe for one last kick the can. Give Judge Dredd that one up. And, you know, because obviously there's not
a lot of John Wagner's still writing it. No one's going to write it better than John Wagner. He created the character, so, you know, maybe when John's dead. I don't know, I met him once. This is John Wagner, this is a guy who created Judge Dredd and has written him for 30 years. You're all aware of Judge Dredd, right? Hyper-violent, bang, bang, yeah. He comes up to me and says, "I read that story you just wrote. Bit violent, wasn't it?"
That's going to give you a pass. No, sir. Yeah, you know. But anyway, I was just mentioning 2080. I figured you must have been a big
fan.
Yeah. So, yeah, something to think about.
I never really did a lot of work there. I did one short thing for Judge Dredd magazine, but I was the first of the British comics writers who didn't come up through 2080, I think.
Imagine
I think Gaiman did some stuff there, and I only did one thing. I came up purely through creator owned work through Blast magazine.
I imagine they don't pay very well either. More for the love of the art.
Ah, I couldn't tell you what they pay these days. I know at the time I was grateful for the check. It meant, you know, I could eat and things.